Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the one that died for us, hallelujah, the one that rose again for us, the one that's seated at the right hand of the Father for us, hallelujah, and the one that's coming again. And we thank you for him, Father God, and we give you glory and we give you praise, hallelujah. I pray that those that hear the word of God will have open ears to hear and receive the word of God, and an open heart as well to receive your word, because we know that your word will never ever return to you void or empty in any way. In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, I want to share with you Bible. Let's do that first. Turn in your Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8. And in chapter 8, it tells us about Noah and the flood and the ceasing of the waters and the drying up of the water. And you can read the entire 8th chapter. I hope you will. But the 20th verse says this of Genesis chapter 8. Then Noah, I'm reading from the New King James Bible. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a smooth aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, listen to this, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is still evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Verse 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Hallelujah. Now, folks, you can take that to the bank. Amen. Lots of folks need to go to Genesis 8:22. Amen. Matter of fact, I want to read it again. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, there's going to be cold and there's going to be heat. Amen. There's going to be winter and there's going to be summer. And there's going to be day and there's going to be night. And the word of God says they shall not cease. Glory to God. God said it. I believe it. And that settles the issue. Praise God. Praise God. But now what I want to focus on this evening for a few minutes, though, is the first thing God says. He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. And that is, as you've heard me say before, there is, that's a biblical principle. That's, God said that. Seed time and harvest. And I know when we think about seed time and harvest, we think about planting and harvesting at a later time what we have planted. And of course, that's very, very true. Seed time and harvest time. Amen. If you want food from your garden, you first need to plant something, don't you?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Yeah, if you want food from your garden, you need to plant something. Or if you're a farmer, and you're a big time farmer, you need to put seed in the ground if you expect a harvest. Amen. Now, I want you to, let's go to the book of Galatians. The sixth chapter. Galatians, the sixth chapter. Now, in Galatians, the sixth chapter, well, let me get there first. That would help, wouldn't it? Okay. Galatians, the sixth chapter. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going back to verse 1, but I'm going to read beginning at verse 7. It says, "Be not deceived." This is Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked." Listen at this. "For whatever," you see that? "For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Amen. Again, the principle, seed time and harvest. Let me read 7 again. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows," verse 8, "for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Hallelujah. Here's what I want you to understand. This principle applies to agriculture, gardening, and all of that. But it also applies to our own lifestyle. You get me? You with me? So what I want to do, upstairs, please, I want to read this same chapter beginning at verse 1 from the New Living Translation of the Bible, and we're just going to read it, New Living. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly," King James Version says spiritual, "you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. Verse 3. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You're not that important. Amen. Let me read it again. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. I don't want to live my life thinking I'm something that I'm not. Is anybody out here with me? I don't want to live my life thinking I'm something that I'm not. Amen. Verse 5. For we are each responsible for our own conduct. We're responsible for our own conduct. Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Amen. Oh, go back to verse 6 again, just a minute. Notice what it says here. Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Now, that's the planting principle. Okay. You still with me? That's the planting principle. Okay, verse 7. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will what? You will always harvest what you plant. Hallelujah. Because that's the principle of God. Seed time and harvest. Now, can I let you in on a little something, though? A wise man, and I'm going to finish reading. I'm going to read a couple more verses. A wise man or woman will do this. If you have planted bad seed, plow that crop up. Get out there and start pulling, uprooting, whatever you have to do, because you do not want it to bear fruit. Oh, well, Pastor, how do I pull this crop up that I planted? I'm glad you asked. Everybody say 1 John 1:9. Now, this got to be a heartfelt prayer. It's got to be a heart, not just words coming out of our mouth. It's got to come from the heart. But the word of God says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and do what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's pulling that stuff up by the root. Stuff that you planted out there that's going to come up, and you start pulling it up by the root. Yeah. Or plowing it up. Amen. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Amen. You plow it up. You get rid of it. Don't allow it to bear a harvest, which is the wrong harvest. You don't want that. We want a good harvest, don't we? Amen. So, don't be misled. You cannot mark the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Now, verse 8. So, those who live only to satisfy their own sin for nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will do what? Harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. Notice it said harvest. Seed time and harvest. Amen. One more, verse 9. So, let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, everybody say right time.
Right time.
At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of curses,
blessing,
if we don't give up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At the right time. Too many times. Even, you know, and I'm going to talk about for a few minutes. I'm not going to keep you very long tonight, but I'm going to talk about for a few minutes giving financially. But sometimes, you know, things are tight with us financially, and we know that we should give, and so we say, okay, you know, I'm giving this to the Lord, you know, I'm giving this, and so I know I'm going to reap a harvest off what I'm giving. But then a week goes by, nothing has changed. 2 weeks go by, nothing has changed, and so too many times we give up. Amen. I've heard it said that God's payday is not always on Thursday or Friday.
Amen.
But it is good when it comes.
Amen.
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 So we got to do what the Word of God said. Let's not get tired of doing good. Well, I did that. And nothing happened for me. No, don't get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up, if we don't quit, if we don't throw in the towel.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. We'll go a few more minutes. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter. Proverbs, the 11th chapter. Hallelujah. Look at verse 24. There is one who scatters Yet what? Increases more. And there is one who withhold more than is right, but it leads to what?
Poverty.
Yeah. Look at verse 25. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Hallelujah. I like that. Glory to God. Now that's the word of God. Now, let's go back to verse 24. I want to go back to the New Living Translation again, verse 24. There is one, okay. Yes, okay. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. Wow. Again, we're talking seed time and harvest. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and you lose everything. Verse 25. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others, oh, I love this, will themselves be refreshed. Amen. Now, there are folks, just leave that verse up there just for a moment. There are folks that have gone to school, have had many years of training, or maybe worked hard, you know, trying to make it up the ladder. And they make a lot of money, some of them. They make a lot of money. But then when they look around, they still don't have much. It's almost like filling a bucket with holes in it. You pour in a lot of water, but you have very little left. Listen to me, and I believe you feel the same way I do. I want all my possessions, whether small or great, to be blessed of the Lord. I want it to be blessed of the Lord. Because you can have little and do great things with God leading you and God's guiding. You hear me? I say you can have little and do great things. See, that's the reason the Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. Not the money, it's the love of it. Amen. But if we're willing to do what the Word of God says, so. If we're willing to sow, if we're willing to give to God and to give into the ministry, and if we're willing to help others, amen. The Bible talks about tithe and offerings. Amen. The tithe and the offerings. If we're willing to help someone else sow into their life, we have a promise from God that He's going to bless us. It may not be this coming Friday. We may not see it this coming Friday. We may not see it this coming Sunday. We may not see it this coming Wednesday. But God has spoken. And let the church say amen. I like that song by Andre Crouch. Let the church say amen to the word of God. Glory be to God. Let's go to one more. Luke chapter 6. You know this one. I believe you do. Luke chapter 6. Jesus is teaching here. Verse 38. He said, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Hallelujah. But he said, give first. And then he said it would be given to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, seed time and harvest. Now, give me that same verse in the Amplified Bible. I'll close with this verse, reading it from the Amplified. Give, and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down. Now, I'm going to stop just a minute. I know I'm dating myself, but I'm not ashamed of my age because it beats the alternative. You know what I'm saying? Amen. But I grew up on the farm. Didn't lack it, but I did. And as a child, I would be with my mom and in the cotton fields, her and her twin sister and some others. And they would pick cotton, and mama was good at it, my goodness. And she'd fill up her sack, and then she would take and pack that thing down. Anybody else know what I'm talking about? You know, before she take it to, at that time they would have sheets spread out, and then you would dump your cotton onto that sheet, and at the end of the day they would weigh it, see how much you had on there. But she would pack that sack, man. It looked like it was full, but by the time she finished packing that thing, it was only half full. And then she'd go back again and fill it up and pack it some more. By the time she got ready to take it to empty it, that thing was full. Well, you know what? That's what it tells us here. Give, and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe used as a bag. For with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on who?
Others.
It will be measured back to you. Seed time and harvest. Hallelujah. When you bless others in whatever way it is, it's not all financial, but in whatever way it is, when you are a blessing to someone else, God has promised you that blessings are coming back to you. Hallelujah. And sometimes it can be just as simple as a smile. You ever notice when you smile at folk, most of them will smile back? Now you got some that's got chips on their shoulders or whatever, you know, they not. But you smile at a person, most of the time, what happened? You get a smile in return. And well, guess what? If they don't smile at you, somebody will somewhere at some point in time. They're going to smile at you. You're going to reap what you sow. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. If we will live by the word of God and do what the word of God says, we're going to be all right. Like Psalm 37 says, even in the days of famine, we'll be satisfied. Because Psalm 23, because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. Amen. Or we shall not lack. Amen. Well, we got to do what the shepherd tells us to do. Amen. Shepherd Jesus just told us in Luke 6:38, one of the things that we should be doing is being a blessing, sowing seed, and we will reap a harvest. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Do you receive it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word this evening. And we know that your word would never return void. We thank you, Father. May we have a compassionate heart to be givers, not just finances or material things, but whatever we can do to be a blessing to someone else, whatever we can do to make their life better, to bring joy to them, to bring peace to them. May we do that.